Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening and a beautiful night in Arkansas.
How about
glad
that?
To be here.
Well, great. Glad to hear it. And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings from Oklahoma.
And if you need some extra mosquitoes, just let me know. I'll send you a couple million because we are inundated with them. But it's that time of year, and they'll get sprayed within a couple weeks, so hopefully we can get by that. But good evening. Welcome. I'm looking forward to the callers tonight, and I'll sure let you know when they come on. It will be standing by.
All right. Thank you, sir. Sure appreciate it. And good evening, everybody. This is Hope is Alive, a show about testimony. And what is that testimony? Those who have been set free from the things that have oppressed them, from demonic spirits, from the hand of Satan himself. All by the power of the Holy Spirit, done in the name of Jesus, performed by, like, you and me and everyone else out there, believers in Christ. We do thank you for joining us this evening, and if you have any questions about deliverance, you can always go to deliveranceusa.com. That website is a wealth of information, has training, prayers, testimonies, and just about everything that we speak about is on that website. Or you can get the book written by Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. You can obtain that by calling Richard at the office, 307-742-7582. Let him know you need that book, and he'll surely get it out to you. Well, Pastor, here we are, another Wednesday. This one snuck up on me. I almost forgot as I was halfway through the day, and I'm like, I've got a broadcast to do this evening.
I've done the same thing. And to be sure, I always set my alarm on my iPhone to go off just in case somehow I've gotten off doing something. It's pretty easy to do, as busy as all of our days are.
It is, and when it's nice out and the weather's beautiful and it's not dark, I just don't think about it, and I look at it and I'm like, oh my goodness, it's that late in the day. So, but, praise the Lord, we're here. I'm sure he'll always remind me if I forget to set an alarm or forget. because I know he wants us on here because it's testimony, and this testimony glorifies Jesus Christ. That's why we're here, to glorify Jesus Christ and have people come on and tell the world about how Jesus set them free. Well, Pastor, got an update on this Monday?
Well, we had a big Monday. We had, I think the total count was 20, and it went very well. We had, it was like six or seven come from Missouri, in fact. And I gave them your name, by the way, up there in Springfield, where they were out of. But they...
Is that the group Phyllis brought?
No. No, it's just it's a total different group, and they drove down.
He's bringing you a group, so praise the Lord. That's another group.
Yes, and then they drove back last night, I mean Monday night, and I asked them, I called them today, see if they got back all right. They didn't get back till 5 a.m., so you talk about a long day, but
yes.
They claim it was that it's the second time they've come down with groups. And they claim it's worth it, so praise God. You know, if a life is turned around with problems gone, people will go about anywhere.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's just awesome to hear that many people having a passion to want to come and get trained and come together as a group, because the harvest is plentiful and there's so few laborers. There's so few people that know about this. I mean, absolutely know about this. I was witnessing today to a customer of mine about some of this stuff, and some of the things I was witnessing to her, and she's like, where's that at in the Bible? Well, I mean, I'll be talking about some other things. Where's that at? Where's that at? So,
yeah.
I gave her that. I gave her the website and told her what time we're playing. If you are listening, how are you doing, April? Glad you're listening. But, it's there. If you're not very good at yourself at giving testimony, but you want people to hear, that's what's the great about this website and the radio program, is you can give it out to them and say, hey, these people come on each week, they give their testimonies, and all the people give their testimonies on it, and they can just, and you also got the whole archives if they don't want to stay up, or maybe it's a little too late for them, or too busy in the day to listen at 9 o'clock when they're at home, if they got stuff going on. All these shows are archived. And we're coming up, I believe, on 4 years of doing this when it comes November.
That's amazing.
That's a lot of testimonies.
Well, it's we do about 100 a year, you know,
mm-hmm.
roughly. So that's going to be close to 400 testimonies that have been on WTWW and the Scriptures for America. Pretty amazing.
Did anything stand out this Monday for you?
Well, I actually ministered to an attorney that he had done legal work for me in the past. He had some problems going, and got the head demon up. Kind of interesting. It was... The head demon was dragon fire, and he had about 50 demons underneath him and under his authority. And I think it came in at age 12. And anyway, I went through the usual steps that we use on the head demon technique and got the top 10 lies it was telling him. And then he was loaded with gifts. The demon disclosed the gifts. That's why they always admit, and this one did, that's why they're trying to block the person so they can't use their God-given gifts. Of course, through their destinies, their ministries. And that's being done all through the body of Christ. These demons operating behind the scenes. And most Christians, and I was just like them until age 44, even though I was born again when I was 13, I didn't know anything about all this. What a wonderful thing to learn early if you can, because you can learn the various problems going on in your life are not you at all, but so many times a demonic entity that in Jesus' name can be cast out, and then the problem is gone. And that, of course, is why Jesus commanded believers to do this. I see it very clearly. He commanded believers in Mark 16:17 to cast out demons. And we're doing it. but we got a long ways to go. Our ministry, Deliverance Ministries, does about 700 a year, but it's still just a drop in the bucket, and it is frustrating. So many do not know anything about it, and so that's why we're on the show tonight, is trying to encourage others about this works of Jesus and what it does for people.
That's right, and it's just everyday Christianity. It's nothing special.
That's right.
Pastor Cox and myself aren't any special special anointed any more than anybody else. We have the same authority that was given to the apostles, the same authority that was given to just everybody that you read about in Scripture after the New Testament. They were all given the same authority we are. It's just a matter of applying it and working it in your life and getting out there and just flat out applying it. It's just like I talked about in my message of Branson, it's your gift, why don't you use it? We were given the gift of the Holy Spirit. There is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which empowers you even more. And we, when we use it, we'll tear down strongholds. And we are the targets. We're Christians. We are the targets. We're more of a target than the lost, because the lost, they're not going to affect and come against Satan, because most of the time those are lost don't even realize they're lost. But it's the Christians, and as I was witnessing to someone today, I said the first four books of the New Testament, the Gospels, were written to the non-believer. That's what the Gospel is. It's the good news. It's written out there to bring in believers. But after the Gospel and the Book of Acts, it's an accounting of everything the apostles did, and it's letters sent to edify and build up the churches, and every single one of them talking about the devil is a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Resist the devil, he shall flee. We do not battle against flesh and blood, but against principalities. In Colossians, where it talks about we have the seen and the unseen, those were all written to Christians. Those are warnings to Christians, and Christians need to take those seriously. And even as I was reading 1 Peter, when you read 1 Peter chapter 5, if you read that, the start of chapter 5, that is Peter says in there, now I talk to the elders who shepherd the flock. Those that are shepherding, it was the elders there that were told, Satan is a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. If the elders have to be on alert, how much more to the sheep?
Yes. That's so true. Yeah. Most amazing that we have not understood that he was speaking to Christians, and you know, some think it disappeared back with the apostles and all, but I haven't seen it cut off in the Bible. In fact, the way I read it, day is but a thousand years is but a day. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever. Doesn't sound like there's any cutoffs in that. Would you agree?
No, it doesn't seem to me, and as I told people, will the sicknesses stop? No, and then certainly the need to heal the sick would be there. Instead of death stopped, no, and certainly the need to raise the dead is there. Personally, I've never seen the dead raised, and I've heard plenty of testimonies about it, and I believe one day I will see it. And why, if those things aren't done, why would not the casting out of demons, the speaking in new tongues, the word of knowledge, interpretations, all these other things, why would those be done away with, but the others not? So it's just a matter of not understanding is the way I look at it, because I certainly didn't understand it. I didn't believe it was gone. I just didn't understand it. But now that I've got it, as Pastor Peters used to say, we're getting smarter. And I'm trying to get smarter and try to work smarter, not harder. And that's the thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of working smarter, not harder, that's what's so good about these tools that Deliverance Ministries have done. They've already put in the legwork. They've already seen what works and doesn't work. They've in a way already invented the wheel for us, so we don't have to. So you can get that book. It's a fantastic, fantastic handbook, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. Or go to the website. I mean, it's there. A system wins out every time, and it's just set out. It's so easy to see. It's so easy to learn, and it's so easy to apply. I mean, how much easier is it to they have a checklist. Did you do this? Yes. Okay. Let's do this. Yes. Okay. Let's do this. Yes. And those things are there for a reason. and those help tear down the doors and break those strongholds. Pastor, we have Tyler with us. Tyler, thank you for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
Hi, Tyler. I'm so glad you called in. How's everything in Nebraska?
Oh, things are pretty good, actually. A lot better after I got back from Oklahoma City, just in a couple small ways. But it's fun to see it all work out already.
All right. Well, why don't you go ahead and give some background, some history on yourself, Tyler, and when you were born again, and how you learned about this works of Jesus called deliverance, and what experience you've had in it, if you saw any changes when you received ministry, and any other experiences. So go right ahead.
All righty. Well, I haven't done any, you know, serious public speaking since high school, so, you know, might be a little rusty on all this, but as far as my background goes, I was in a small town, relatively anyway, small town in Norfolk, Nebraska. Moved here when I was a kid, graduated here in 2010. I went to college in Milford, Southeast Community College, Milford, Nebraska campus. Went there for what's called electromechanical technology. Basically, I can work on quite a variety of different industrial things in in-depth ways. Well, I was raised in the Catholic Church here, and went to Catholic school until fourth grade, and then went to public school after that and graduated from public school. Let's see, my kind of journey and all that, I come to find out, you know, my walk with the Lord and all that, that all started probably right away after I graduated college. I had a pretty traumatic to me event happened. I lost my best friend of some 13 years. We had been through quite a bit together, kind of some rough upbringing, stuff together we'd gotten through and such like that, and he died in a pretty traumatic way, and that left me pretty shook up. And it wasn't more than probably 6 months after he'd passed away that I immediately started to get some pretty serious issues. And with talking to a friend of mine, I found out it was, you know, symptoms of PTSD and all that. So I didn't really know what to do with all that. I just didn't know what to do with it. But eventually it got pretty bad, and I knew I needed something, but I didn't know exactly what. So what kind of started my first step in all that was one day I had just gotten to a particular low spot, and I prayed, and I said, God, you know, I need something. You know, I need a step in the right direction. You know, I need something. And he showed me, you know, the first step to take, and then the second, the third, and all that. I was eventually able to, with the right counseling and the right things and the right variety of options, you could say, I was able to kind of walk out of that dark cloud of what PTSD had gotten me into. And in that journey, I also stumbled across my dad had brought home a teaching one day, and I kind of can't remember what I was even doing that day, but I can remember starting off the program. It was just a local pastor that had it was called like a walk through the Bible. It was just talking about the covenants and the whole story of the Bible and how it all came together, and you know, the Israel and who the people are and all that. And, well, I found that very interesting, and I was, you know, quite glued to the program. It was a fairly long program. It was probably 5 hours worth of video teaching and all that. But we got to, you know, the last half hour, 45 minutes or so of the last teaching, and all of a sudden I found out, oh, you're supposed to have an indwelling of the Holy Spirit come with you and communicate with you and guide you on things. I had never really been taught that kind of thing before. So just watching that program is how I'd gotten to be born again, where I surrendered to Jesus and said I wanted to serve him in every way possible. And it was immediately after that God started teaching me things. I hadn't really sat down and read the Bible or anything like that, but very next day I sat down and opened it up, and I was like, well, what would you like me to see? So I opened it up to Genesis and started off with Genesis 6. And if some of the listeners, and I'm sure you know you guys yourself and all that, know Genesis 6 has got some pretty interesting implications to it. And when I started with that string of information, it led me to just a huge world of what I found out was, you know, pretty suppressed information, you could say. It was, I don't know if I want to say suppressed so much as starved in the area. For whatever reason, I found out just the teachings of deliverance and the problem of what the evil kingdom and all that can pose to us is just almost non-existent here. I mean, it's to the point that you have to convince people that it's even real, that there even is a devil sometimes. I mean, it's just, people just don't even think about it or talk about it or hardly anything out here. There's plenty of ghost stories, but not a whole lot of saving stories, you could say. But later on with just walking with Jesus every day, I was still suffering pretty bad from some PTSD symptoms and all that, and every day seemed like a struggle for quite some time, but every day the Holy Spirit just led me and guided me to the next teaching and the next thing, and every day just got brighter and brighter until eventually I kind of got forced into a situation where it was obvious that I was dealing with something I couldn't handle on my own. And later on, I found out it was just this, you know, just these demons that had attached and all that from when I was a kid. Well, I found Dr. Michael Lake's teachings to be about one of the best things out there. So, with his teachings and all that, I got the information for the deliverance, you know, and such things like that. But between him and Derek Prince, it was pretty well covered. And I'd sent an email to the what is it, a Biblical Life seminary there. Name escapes me right now, but it's drmichaellake.com. It'll send you all there. Well, I went there for the contact them and told them I was, you know, seeking deliverance and all that. And Mary Lou actually got back to me and said she was directing all the deliverance and such things to Everett there in Oklahoma City. So I'd gotten that information and sent an email to Everett and set up a time, and I got down there, and it was a bit of a drive to get there from Norfolk to Oklahoma City, and it was a bit of a shock, I come to find out, how much area Oklahoma City covers. I don't get out too much, you could probably say, in Nebraska, but out here we don't have 600 square miles for a city, so that was a little interesting navigating through the city. But when I got to Everett's little office there for the deliverance, it was a lot different than I had expected, but it was definitely what I needed, and it was absolutely what the demon inside of me had fought my entire life, I had come to find out, to keep me from getting there. Well, after I'd gotten some a variety of characters. After we got Everett, anyway, and the Holy Spirit got a variety of characters out of there, I was able to, just all my five senses were different. I mean, I could concentrate different, just absolutely everything was. Everyone that I've talked to since I've been down there said, I talk different, I move different, just everything's, you know, better in the way it should be. I can definitely feel that. I can definitely feel that.
Praise God.
Yeah, praise God, awesome. Absolutely. I haven't had to deal with the same PTSD symptoms and all that. I can sit and read, I can sit and, you know, plan. I mean, the influence that the demons and all that put me under for quite a few years, it's almost hard to describe just in a short conversation. It was It was just like I mentioned earlier, just all five senses and everything was just, or it was just, had been degraded and, you know, kind of cheapened over so many years. And it was to just prevent me from
Tyler,
working in the kingdom.
Could you feel the spirits coming out, Tyler? How do you know they were there?
I could tell they were there because of the kind of the subtle voice and all that, and I could feel them around also, you know, move around and all that inside also. But when you had casted them out and all that, I could feel them leave. It was almost like I could feel them like exiting out of my eye, like my left eye almost. It was. Like, it wasn't a painful experience or anything, but it was just unnerving and uncomfortable. But immediately I could tell a difference, and I could just, you know, the room smelled different. I mean, all of it. I mean, there's smells in my home here that I haven't smelled since, you know, for years, and that was all just taken away.
You could even smell better, praise God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Cool. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's awesome. So, you got back. Oh, what about the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues?
Oh, that was, I spoke in tongues quite a bit on the drive home. That was very nice. Probably when I went down there, I was more seeking the baptism of the Holy Spirit than I was the deliverance. But, I had felt the presence of the Holy Spirit before, and you know, felt communication and all that before, but that was still just a total night and day difference. Just everything's a lot more clear, and I feel just a lot more comfortable. You know, you could, like, as Dr. Michael Lake puts it, like walking in the kingdom. It's like, before it seemed like a fight, and you know, very painful one in every way to do that, but since the deliverance, I don't have that kind of internal struggle. There's plenty of external struggle, I've come to find out, since coming back home, but the internal struggle is definitely gone.
That's awesome. Well, it does sound like you got a Jesus overhaul, Tyler.
Oh, yes, definitely. I'm a mechanic, and, you know, it's not an overhaul. I mean, you could say, you know, the whole new crate engine, you know, totally born again. It's everything's new.
Praise God. Well, after you got home, then you found you were able to use some of what you learned down here.
Yeah, that was definitely an interesting one. I'm kind of a person that is just full of stories and things like that because, well, I just attract very astounding things. And what was that? 7 days ago, I think it was. Yeah, about 7 days ago this happened. I do a little mechanic work on the side up here, and was fixing a friend of mine's car, and while we were fixing that at his apartment, a couple of his friends had come over for, I'd found out it was a friend of a friend was having a little 21st birthday get-together, so they were doing that, and I finished up my working on the car and went home and took care of a couple things, and then I was invited to come out there and, you know, see them and hang out and see how all that went. So I was like, yeah, hadn't been out for a couple of days. So I went over there, and I think I was there for like half an hour. And the person I was speaking to there, I think I'd just met them the night before and probably only spoke to them about hour and a half the night before. And just to exclude any names or anything here, but there's only going to be me and him involved in this, well, and one other person. But anyway, me and him were speaking, and I could feel the real heavy presence of the Holy Spirit, and I wasn't sure why, but it was just a very, very peaceful, and it felt like the Holy Spirit was kind of guiding how I was speaking, you know, maybe, like, using a little different words, you know, than what I thought I would, and, you know, just kind of subtle things like that. Well, after we kind of sat and spoke for a little bit, I felt like I could feel the Holy Spirit with me and all that, but I could also feel a very, very heavy, heavy, dark presence in the room. And the person that I was talking to, we were we just like to talk about abstract things, you know, with anything from astrophysics to anything abstract. But either way, he was trying to explain something to me, and for whatever reason, he was like kind of fading in and out, you could say. What was happening was he was starting to manifest. For whatever reason, but he was trying to describe something else and change the conversation to something else. But I was describing a teaching that I had gotten from, I think it was Henry Groover, or something I'd watched on that, and this thing started to manifest in him because it didn't want my friend to hear the truth of the teaching. So it started to manifest, and I instantly got a prompt from the Holy Spirit when I started to see this happen to speak in tongues. And this whole time this is going on, there's another friend of mine in the room who was actually raised as a Mormon, who from this point forward had no idea any of this was anywhere possible. Well, immediately when I spoke in tongues, I could tell the change in the person in front of me, and this had a full manifestation. And another voice came back and asked,
Taylor,
why do you speak in tongues?
Taylor, we just got 2 minutes left, so until the next caller, so kind of sum it up
okay.
there if you could.
Yep, I can finish it up real quick here. Well, after this other voice replied and asked why I was speaking in tongues, well then, 2 hours later, the deliverance was over with, and the friend that was in front of me that no longer had any demons in him was quite thankful, and he mentioned that, it kind of seemed like I was going through the motions before as being a Christian, but now it seems like it's a whole different story. And then a friend of mine that was raised as a Mormon, he had a few questions, and me and him have been speaking almost every day, and I got him a spare Bible I had, and both of them had quite an experience that evening with that deliverance, and I could feel it too, and it was the first time for me, and all I did was sit back and watch the Holy Spirit work for me.
Leah, that is so cool. And so you've already into your thrust of setting Nebraska free, Taylor.
Yeah, Tyler, but the first jab, you could say, and I was surprised by it too. It snuck up on me real fast.
That is so good, and the Lord does that. As you show yourself approved, He sends people to us where we can help them, and you've learned enough to do that. So that's what's happening. But hold on to your hat; you'll see much more of that. Well, Tyler, thank you so much for calling in tonight. You're a blessing, brother. And I'll be visiting with you later. God bless you.
All right, that sounds good. God bless you guys, too. Thanks for letting me on here, and I appreciate the time to tell my story.
Thank you so much, Tyler. Bye-bye.
All right, God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
Well, for someone says he wasn't really done much public speaking and wasn't comfortable, it didn't seem like it bothered him tonight, did it?
Well, that sounds like the Holy Spirit to me.
Yes.
He's a witness. I had the same thing happen in my life, and I hadn't stopped. That was 40 years ago. Hallelujah. And you have experienced that, Ralph. I've seen that in you.
Yes. Yes, when the batch of the Holy Spirit comes upon you, there's a new boldness. I mean, I had a pretty good boldness and didn't have a problem testifying to people, but it was just a complete change when the baptism of the Holy Spirit came upon me. I mean, just so much, and it's just fantastic to see. And I know there's people out there listening who've gone through deliverance, and we've put the call out to give you testimony. There's a gentleman that comes on. He was a little nervous, was worried about it because he hadn't been public speaking in a long time. And if you just yield and start, the Holy Spirit will take over. But you've got to make that step. I mean, you can't give your testimony until you open your mouth.
Well, that's right.
That's right. That's real rich. We have Rich with us. Rich, thank you for calling.
Hey, it's good to be with you all this evening. God bless you.
God bless you, Rich. Thank you so much for calling in from up there in Missouri. Of course, Ralph's in Missouri as well. Thanks for calling. And if you could, just go ahead and give that some history on yourself and when you were born again, how you learned about deliverance, and then what experience you've had there in your ministry, and anything you'd like to share. Go right ahead.
You betcha. Well, I was born again when I was 11 years old and made a profession of faith. I was in a Baptist church at the time. But then, over the years, I realized that there really wasn't any power in what was going on in our church. And there wasn't a lot of truth there that I could see for my own life there. I know they preached out of the Word, but one day there was a young man who had been a troublemaker in our church, and he became an assistant to the youth minister. And I kind of wondered about that. I thought, what in the world? And I never went to the youth group because I wasn't interested in playing games and other things. But this fellow actually was teaching about the Bible, and I thought, well, I want to go see what that's about. And so he drew just a simple diagram up on a board, and he said, these are three thrones, and they're three thrones that represent your body, your spirit, and your soul. And he said, if Jesus isn't on those thrones in your life, then your life will be out of order. And when he said that, I immediately thought, well, that's a truth that is so basic. I thought, where did he get that? And I went up and I asked him, and he said, well, I got that from a different church that I go to. Would you like to go there sometime? And I said, well, yes, I would. Well, it turned out it was a charismatic church. And it wasn't too long till I wanted to have the filling of the Holy Spirit. And so I asked the Lord. They had an altar call for that. If anyone wants to receive the Holy Spirit, they would take you to a different room. They would pray with you, and you could receive the Holy Spirit. And there were about 20 of us that day that went in that room. And I don't know what happened to the other ones, because when they laid hands on me, something in my life changed forever, and I received the Spirit of Jesus. It came for me with weeping and just a little bit of tongues, not a lot, speaking in tongues, but yet it was evident there. But I knew that the Lord had touched me. And so I have been filled with the Spirit for many years, but here recently, in the last few years, as things can happen, you know, even in a person's life who does have the Holy Spirit, you can have troubles and so forth and so on. It wasn't so much the troubles that were making me want to look for something as a solution, but mainly the Lord has put on our hearts here in our family that he wants us to minister to people. And the first thing I had to do, which is kind of a sad confession to make, is that I realized, even though I was a Christian, I had a part of my heart that needed to change. I needed to be a change toward other people and to be able to love other people as I had not done before. That required a new heart, a heart from Jesus. I prayed for that, and I asked for that, and he was gracious to give it to me. But in the meantime, he's also been showing us here very recently, within the last year, and even maybe 6 to 8 months, that part of what must be done when we love other people is to help them get set free. And so this all started for us here in our home with my wife and myself and my older son, when a young man that they work with, he's 29, came to live with us for a while here. He had some major problems in his life, and I began to learn more about PTSD, This young man had it from a traumatic experience in his life. And I went out in my garden one evening, I don't remember exactly when, maybe April here, just this year. And I prayed to God, and I said, God, I said, I've looked this stuff up on the internet, and there is no cure. But yet you've sent this man to us. What are we to do? And the Lord showed me very clearly, when he spoke to me, he gave me part of a scripture verse. The scripture verse was this, the part was, and he was in his right mind and clothed. And when the Lord spoke that to me, I immediately knew that the answer would not be found in secular solutions, but it would be found with a deliverance from demons. And our friend, who is here with us, living here at this time, because the Lord has shown us that's what he wants until we can help this man get back on his feet. He is a believer in Christ, but he's not been able to manage his own life because he has been completely inundated with demonic activity with the PTSD. So the Lord had already introduced us to the idea of deliverance through a book that we read from a ministry in Iowa. Then the Lord led us to Derek Prince on the internet. We began watching that. And it wasn't very long after we saw Derek Prince that a friend of ours who came to us brought us a book. And it was the book by Everett Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. And as we began to read this, everything lined up to what we had been learning. And we realized that the Lord is speaking to us, and he's showing us that this is what he wants us to begin to do here. We in our home have always had a focus with our children to be focused on Jesus, and the Lord is showing us that he wants our focus to be especially on the receiving of the Holy Spirit for each one of these children that we have here with us. Some are older and some are younger, down to 9 years old, and the oldest would be about 27. So what we have done is we first decided we would go and talk and call Everett. And I left a message and didn't hear back right away, and I thought, well, I hope that they're still doing these deliverance things because it's desperately needed. And we don't have anything like this near us that we know of. We couldn't find anything. Well, Everett called us back, and we had an exciting conversation, and yes, everything was going. So we decided, my wife and I and my oldest son, that we would go down there first and check it out and go through the deliverance ourselves. And that's what we did. And I can say for myself that I have had some changes that have happened that have been very good. And also, just this week, we went back for another finishing of the deliverance part, and my oldest son went through part of the training and the very first part of it and was able to see some deliverance happen there as he sat in to learn how this is done, which we will also, my wife and I, be doing now that we've gone through our finishing of our deliverance. For me, I'll tell you, the second time we had a man named Frank that worked with me. And for myself, he did something a little different than the first time. The first time was wonderful and went through a lot. And we were able to close some doors that I think were giving some openings for the enemy to work. But the second time, Frank prayed a very interesting prayer when we first started, and that was to break any satanic assignment. When he prayed that, I felt something like electricity in my arms, but not my whole arm, just the front part of my arm. Both of them felt getting very hot, the forearms. And I saw something. I can't say it was a vision, but I can tell you that I saw an evil entity leaving. Then, when we got to another part of the deliverance, I was, we went through this before, but nothing really happened the first time. But the second time, it was the part where, with the counseling, will direct you to be still while the prayer partner, the minister, asks for Jesus to come and give you a hug and to speak to you if he has anything he wants to tell you. Well, he did. The Lord came and he spoke, and he said he had removed an unknown destroyer from my life. And that, I will tell you, I think was what was happening from a satanic assignment. Unknown to me, but known to Jesus. And because of the prayers, that was taken out. And I rejoice and give all the credit to Jesus for that. It was a wonderful time of ministry. My wife also received some very good ministry. And our man who's staying with us here, young man, 29 years old, said he feels free. So we had brought a couple of other people and to the ministry, and they were needing a lot of help. And they were so surprised when we came in to talk to them. They have a store. They said, we have been looking all over the internet for this information and couldn't find it. And they were very excited to hear about it, and then said they'd want to go with us. And we don't even know them that well, but we felt a connection to them. They are two women that are believers, and they are sisters in Christ, and they didn't have anyone to connect with. They had been in churches that couldn't help them, didn't know about this. And so that's kind of our story. The Lord wants us to do these things, and I got a scripture verse that the Lord took me to, and I was kind of really interested in what it said, because it's in Isaiah 58. It says, is this not the fast I have chosen for you, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? And when you see the naked, that you cover him. Well, that's our man here. The Lord brought this man to us to help. He wants us to work with him until he can stand on his own two feet, which we're getting him ready to do that. And I'll tell you, the demons had this fellow so oppressed that he couldn't even, he could not save a penny. He was spending all of his money on online pornography and other things. And that's all stopped now. And we know that we're going to walk with him until we can get him discipled enough to be able to stand on his own. It's the first time in maybe 10 or 12 years that he's been able to be free of these things since he's been out from underneath his adoptive parents' household. His adoptive mother and father we've met, and they said they couldn't do anything for him. And they had tried to do things to help him, and he'd been through counselors, and nothing helped. And the mother had been praying for 10 years for him to be free of whatever it is. She didn't even know what it was. He couldn't talk to her about it. But the Lord brought him here, let us minister to him, and he told, when we asked him, do you want to be free and do you want to be helped? He said, yes, I do, and I trust you all to help me. And he's confessed what he was into. We've gotten that cut off. And he's been able to begin to save his own money now from his job so that he can begin to live as an individual on his own and get back to the Lord. So this is vital, what the ministry, the deliverance ministry here in Oklahoma City is doing, is something that we must talk about, we must spread, we must give the credit to God. But as people who are believers and who have the Spirit of God, we must share what we have with other people by breaking these yokes so that we can see people set at liberty. Praise God. I am very excited about what the Lord's doing, and so grateful that Everett and Richard and Ralph and everybody is still doing this and has not given it up at all, but is growing growing and going forward with it after all these years. We're just so grateful and so thankful to God that that's what's going on.
And Rich, this is just an example of what you've seen here that you can do up there as well. Think how
Amen.
Many more young men. Think how many more young men are like the man you were describing. That we had the pornography problem, and how many more out there like him? And as you saw, or he did, that the counseling didn't seem to be helping him, that it was a spiritual matter, and, you know, there's our job. There's our ministry. So we have a lot of need out in front of us, certainly in Missouri and Oklahoma. I mean, it's the same here in Oklahoma. There's so many that don't even understand about this. Probably more do here in Oklahoma than other places, but it still has a long ways to go. So, praise God. It sounds like you're on a roll up there to me.
Well, if it's on a roll at all, it's because the Lord is involved in it. And we do home church. And so what that means is that, of course, for us, we believe that every day is the Lord's day. And so we look for opportunities to work in the kingdom work every day. On Tuesdays, we have a special prayer time where we pray with some people that are believers. We go to a little cafe about 20 miles away in a gas station. First, we pray there. And then we go to a man who has suffered a lot from PTSD. He was in the military service. And we've seen dramatic changes in his life because while he is a believer, he's very weak. We have begun walking with him. And his wife has thanked us over and over again because we've taken an interest to walk with him. And it has nothing to do with going at a certain time or not and this and that to a building and participating with groups of people and so on. We have a wonderful Bible study, but I will share this with you briefly. We were able to pray for him. He didn't want to admit, but we told him this deliverance would really help him, and we noticed right away that he was afraid because of Hollywood. Hollywood makes the deliverance process look very scary. It's nothing like Hollywood. It's a very calm and orderly process, and people need to know that there's no thrashing around and all these kind of silly things that the producers of Hollywood have put out there just to scare people. But anyway, we prayed for Pat, that's his name, that the fear would be gone. Well, we went on Tuesday to visit him and tell him about what happened Monday. I noticed right away he looked different. He looked stronger. I said, Pat, what's going on? And right away I noticed he was not wearing his sidearm anymore. He had a gun on all the time, worried that somebody might come to the door. It wasn't anybody he wanted to have at the door. Well, he said, the Lord told me to go to Psalm 27. I said, he did. What did you find there? He said, well, it was about fear. And I thought it was about for somebody else. And the Lord said, no. You better read that for yourself. The Lord asked Pat, what are you afraid of? And Pat said, I'm not afraid of anything. He said, are you sure? You better read Psalm 27. Pat said, I realized then I don't need to be afraid anymore. And he took his gun and put it away, and he's not wearing his holster anymore, and he had on a pair of overalls. He said, now I can wear overalls because I don't need to wear my gun anymore.
Praise God.
That's praise
awesome.
God.
You know, there's a Marine, former Marine sniper that had the same problems that he had, and the post-syndrome thing, traumatic syndrome, and we ought to get him together by phone sometime, as he's free now and really on fire for Jesus.
God.
I'm sure they could talk experiences. Well,
I'm sure they would do well together.
What a blessing. Thank you so much. We're out of time. Rich,
thank you.
It was awesome. Blessings to all of you, and I'll be talking to you.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Yes, thank you for joining us, Stephen Rich, and good work that you're doing for the Lord. God bless.
Amen. Good night, everybody.
Well, that's another fantastic testimony. That's just awesome. Just awesome what he's been doing. Now the word, Lord's working with him to change. And that change can be for anyone out there that's looking for it. Deliverance is for everybody, and it's a much-needed tool to help the Christian overcome. Again, that's deliveranceusa.com. Just about everything is on there that we talk about, and it's just there at the click of a mouse. Or you can get the book written by Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. Obtain that by calling Richard at the office, 307-742-7582. We do thank everybody for joining us again this evening. We look forward to you for next week. And we just say God bless and have a great evening.
God bless everyone.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the enemy,
to overcome. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the enemy.
Nothing will harm you.
Nothing will harm you.